You're listening to SBS News.
It's the last thing the authorities in India need right now. After the death toll from COVID-19 passed 3,000, the prospect of Cyclone Amphan hitting the northeast of the country has seen the government set up 37 emergency response teams. Satya Narayan Pradhan is the Director General of the National Disaster Response Force, and he thinks the number of teams standing by to assist people worst affected will be enough.
According to me, 37 teams is enough. However, we have prepared for worst-case scenario as well. We will airlift 4 teams from each of 6 battalions in neighbouring states. They are ready and can be airlifted on short notice. We are in coordination with the Air Force as well. They have prepared their C-130 aircraft to transfer these reserve teams.
And it's not just India where emergency plans are being put in place. The cyclone is expected to track north after reaching landfall in India and head towards Bangladesh. The largest Rohingya refugee camp in Cox's Bazar isn't in the direct line of the cyclone. However, authorities are still attempting to move around 2 million people to safer areas before it arrives. In India, the biggest danger is for people living near the coast in low-lying areas. 200,000 people are expected to be moved to higher ground, as Rinkish Roy of the Paradip Port Trust explains.
In the township area, we have taken action to clean up the drainage systems and activated the cyclone shelters for housing people in low-lying areas, and in the slum population, they can come and stay there. For this, we have made adequate arrangements of face masks and they stay with social distancing and provision of clean drinking water, dry rations and cooked food would be provided.
Officials are warning it could be the worst storm to hit the region since 2007, when 3,000 people died in Bangladesh alone. Cyclone Amphan is expected to make Indian landfall on Wednesday before hitting Bangladesh early on Thursday. John Baldock, SBS News.